Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 5th. Today's word is banshee, spelled B-A-N-S-H-E-E. Banshee is a noun that means a female spirit in Gaelic folklore whose appearance or wailing warns a family that one of them will soon die. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Daily Telegraph. The family is reputed to have its own banshee that howls when one of them is going to die. Corin remembered that on receiving reports that the banshee had been heard, telegrams were sent to everyone in the family to find out if they were all right. In Irish folklore, a banshee, which literally means woman of fairyland, was not a welcome guest. When she was seen combing her hair or heard wailing beneath a window, it was considered a sign that a family member was about to die. English speakers modified the mournful fairy's Irish name into the modern word banshee, a term we now most often use to evoke her woeful or terrible or ear-splitting cry, as in to scream like a banshee, or attributively, as in a banshee wail. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.